With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Thursday, March 16th, and we are here trying to take the mystery out of your financial life. Do you know how we do that? We direct you to our phenomenal website, jillonmoney.com, and there you can click the Contact Us button and let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. While you're there, you can sign up for a free weekly newsletter. You can buy my book, The Great Money Reset, and you can subscribe to our brand new service. It's called Jill on Money Live. Come on, haven't you learned by now? It's time to get on the Jill on Money bandwagon. If you've got any sort of concern about the gyrations in the markets or what's going on in the news, you need further explanation, I also encourage you to go on the website. We've got a lot of really good content up there, you know, videos of the things that I've been saying on TV, but also a pretty lengthy blog post about Silicon Valley Bank. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of great stuff that's going on. So please check that out. Love it if you would. But of course, this show is all about you. And today we are talking to Sophia, who's on the line from Georgia. Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. And yourself?
We are doing great. What can we do for you today?
I was trying to get, I guess you can say, an azimuth check on, am I going in the right direction financially?
Okay. Tell us about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 50 as of last month.
Congratulations. Welcome to the FU 50s. This is the era with the decade where you really don't care what anyone thinks. Are you single, partnered, married? What's your situation?
Married.
What's going on? Like you're working, you're both working full time. You have kids. What? Give us a little bit of your background.
I have one daughter. She's 11. I am retired from the military, but back working for DOD as a government civilian.
Wow. Wait a second. So you have a pension and you're working full time?
Yes.
What's the pension amount?
Roughly right now, about $60 a year.
Oh, that's nice. And then how much are you earning in your next profession?
$118.
Okay. That's great. And does your spouse work?
He does.
How much does he make?
He makes roughly about $27 a year.
How much do you put away for your retirement out of your 118 and his 27?
So out of his 27, we put away 20% per paycheck. Out of my 118, I just bumped it up this year to 17%.
Wow, that's great. I mean, if you look at your total needs, how much do you figure you need to live on? Like, are you spending that pension that is coming in every year, or are you banking it right now?
Right now, it's probably like a combination spend / bank.
Okay. How much do you figure you bank out of that pension? So you're putting away 17% out of your salary, 20% out of his salary. What extra saving are you doing it on an, and give it a guess, on an annual basis?
maybe about $8,000 for our money market account. We probably put about roughly $10,000.
So let's say 20 out of your 60 pension. So a third of it you're saving, right? Do you have an account for your 11-year-old daughter for like either education or anything else? Anything in her name?
Yes, she has a UMTA.
Yep, UTMA.
And she also has a
529?
Not a 529. We were advised against doing the 529 since she's getting my GI bill or my 911 bill.
Yeah.
So she has like a one that's almost like a savings account, and it's roughly about $10,500 in that account. And then every month we put $250 into her another UMTA, but it's like a Fidelity.
But the GI Bill would pay for her college, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this is just for other expenses and stuff. So that's cool. That's great. So she's set. I mean, that's amazing. So how much money do you have in savings? I see that you're saving a lot, right? How much do you have? A savings account and a money market account. How much is in each?
Okay, so in the savings account is $28,400. In the money market account, there's $27,300 because we recently took money out of both to pay off a vehicle.
That's great. So you own the vehicle free and clear. You have two cars that you own free and clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. I love ma'am. What about in any other non-retirement accounts? Any like a brokerage account or a stock that you've fiddled around with? Anything like that?
I have a brokerage account with roughly about $11,000 in there. Mm-hmm. I have TSP, both civilian and uniform, because I did TSP when I was in the military. There's $170,163 in that one. Right now, my civilian TSP, which I contribute to monthly, has $96,962.
Nice. I'm calling it 97, damn it. I can. So this is the civilian. That's great. And what about your husband?
Well, I have one more.
Oh,
I have a Fidelity account. It's a 401 from when I did some time as a contractor before I transitioned over to government. And there's $17,000 in that one.
Beautiful. Okay. Your husband, what does he have?
Right now, his the one that's attached to his employment, he has roughly about $15,000 in that. And he has from previous jobs, roughly about $25,000 spread out across a couple of, one is like an annuity, another Fidelity account, 401 type account. And then for 11 years before he transitioned to a new job, he worked as a school teacher. So he has vested money in the school system towards
Got it. Okay. So what about your living where you are right now? Do you own your home or do you rent?
We own.
How much is it worth?
By Zillow standards, it's like it ranges between 260 and 280.
All right, let's call it 270 because I like a middle ground kind of thing. And do you guys have a mortgage?
We have a mortgage.
How much remains on the mortgage?
$100,000.
And is it a 30-year?
15.
What's the rate?
3.2.
So this is all good news. You're in great shape. What's the problem? You know you're in great shape, don't you? I mean, you really are.
I feel like I'm not sure.
Come on. You are in great shape. I mean, first of all, you've done something that's amazing, which is number one, you served your country and you're getting paid for that. So you stayed safe. God, thank you. Right. And then you are actually able to collect this pension, which is wonderful. Your daughter, like I'm literally putting a check mark next to your daughter, like taken care of. I wouldn't even put any more money in that UTMA account. Truly. I'm not sure why you would. I mean, are you just thinking that expenses are going to be a lot for her in addition to tuition and books?
I guess we just want to make sure that any possibilities are covered.
She's fine. Calm down. Come on. You got a bunch of money in savings. The 250. So I will say this. Do you guys track how much money you actually spend?
We don't do a real good job at that. Sometimes we do because we have like a spreadsheet and then we fall off the spreadsheet.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard. It's like dieting. It says, you know, it sort of doesn't work. I just want to get a sense of it. And you're putting money into your retirement, which is great. I think that what has to happen is you have to be really disciplined about the pension, right? The 60, let's say that of the 60, is there a state income tax in Georgia?
There is.
All right. So of the 60, let's say, so, you know, it's weird because you guys are sort of in a high-ish tax bracket because you have all that income from the military, right? So you're probably in the 24% tax bracket. I presume that you are not putting in your civilian TSP. That's a pre-tax. It's not a, you're not using the Roth option, are you?
I am using the Roth option.
Oh, you are? Good girl. That was the only thing I was going
to
say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to think about that. Wrong one.
That
was previously. No, this one is the, it's not the Roth. I'm sorry.
I think I would move to a Roth for you. I'll tell you why. I know you're going to hate me for this. Because you have a lot of income. Your income is just not going to go down all that much, I don't think. And you've got a bunch of money that's already in pre-tax. Maybe split it, maybe some Roth, some pre-tax. It's not like 100% you have to do it. You're in very good shape. I just think that you're putting 18, 20 grand a year away out of the pension, which I presume is about half of your post-tax, right? And maybe as your daughter gets older, you won't need to put so much money away. But I kind of would love it if, do you think you're the kind of person who's going to work for like 10 years, 15 years? Like, what do you think's going to happen?
I would like to, in the next, by 62, she will have made her way through high school, college.
Mm.
So maybe about 62, kind of like pull back.
Okay.
If possible.
All right. I think that's possible. Because you're saying 62, it makes me inclined to want you to sock away more money in your brokerage account. Like, you're putting tons of money away for retirement. Great. But between 62 and 70, whenever, and are you going to be entitled to Social Security because of this contracting work?
Yes. I still get the Social Security statement.
Great. I mean, what I would try to do is, you've got plenty of money in savings. So I would say, you know what? Why don't you try to put $2,000 a month into your brokerage account total? That's what I want you to do. That's what I would start doing. And I would do that diligently while you are earning all of this income. And if you do that, the brokerage account will get built up. The thrift savings plan, the civilian, your husband's 401k, all that is going to get built up naturally. You're going to pay down your mortgage. All this is going to happen. If you have money in the brokerage account, by the way, and you build that up and it's fat, by the time your kid goes to school, you could pay for part of that, you know? So I think you are totally on track. I would just kind of get a sense for what you're spending, not because I want you to be on a budget. I just want you to have an idea that, hey, when we're 62, what we really need to do is we'll have 60 grand a year from my pension. Maybe you'll have another, 30 grand, 40 grand from Social Security between the two of you. If you had 100 grand a year in taxable income, could you live on that in 10 years? I don't know. Probably not quite. You probably need a couple thousand dollars extra from your other accounts. You'll have that. There will be no problem for you. So if you're willing to do 12 more years and you can build up that brokerage account, you're going to have a lot of options. I think you're going to be in great shape. So if your big question is, am I on track, Sophia? I'm giving you a gold star.
Okay.
You're amazing. Why don't you feel happier? What's wrong? Are you like, I mean, I feel like you're like down. I don't want you to be down. You're in really good shape.
Okay. I don't know. I guess, you know, as you look at things that are going on around you in certain situations, you're like, oh my God, am I in the position that I need to be at this age?
Yes.
I don't want to be like,
you know all your dopey
trying to like live.
You know all your dopey friends who are like, I'm making so much more money than you, can be like laugh inside. Because you have a pension and it will pay for the rest of your life.
That $60,000 a year pension is basically $2 million that you saved.
Yeah. Now, as if you had saved it already. And it's probably a little more because I think that that pension probably gets a cost of living adjustment also.
It does.
You're amazing. You're in great shape. Do you have all of your estate documents in place?
I do. Last year, we did make the commitment and we got a trust in place so that we can ensure that our wishes are met. God forbid if something happened to me and my husband at the same time for our daughter of how to allocate our estate monies.
Great. You're in great shape, girl. I mean, really, congratulations. And we are happy that you called us, but I want you to enjoy it. And when you're feeling down and you feel like insecure, you can replay this episode, okay?
Okay.
Sound like a plan?
Sound like a plan.
All right, good. We are here for you. So give us a holler if you need anything else. But if you, like Sophia, want to know whether you're on track, you don't have to have a $60,000 a year pension, which is amazing. You know, I think that often what happens, Mark, is that people are worried and they're sort of saying, well, my total asset base isn't as much as I'd like, but you forget the value of a pension, that present value of having that income is unbelievable. So don't discount it. If you want to get a second, third, and fourth opinion, never know who we might have on, come on the air with us, we would love to help you out. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and check the box that says you want to come on the air. It's much better because often I'll point this out, which is like if I read an email from Sophia recounting this, I never would have heard the anxiety in her voice. And so I want her to know, and I want you to know when you have a question, sometimes it's better when you're on the air with us because we can really hear what's happening for you. So let's not lose that nuance. I know we're in a digital world, but I'm an analog kind of gal. I like the relationship stuff and I like hearing your voice, as my mother would say. So do that. Go to the website, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact us button. Don't forget, you can buy my book wherever you get books. It's called The Great Money Reset. You can also get it directly from our website. And our new service is available, Jill on Money Live. Our first event is coming up March 30th with Ed Slott. For $35, you're going to have a full year of quarterly live webinars. And don't forget, please leave us a rating and review on Apple. Lift someone up today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.